There's a yellow low temperature and ice warning. That's out until 6 a.m. on Friday. So that's nationwide. So all areas are covered by that yellow low temperature and ice warning. And then we have orange warnings in place for Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Now, both of those exclude Donegal, but Leitrim and Sligo are included in both of the orange warnings. So with those, we're expecting very cold days, but extremely cold nights. Now, we're expecting in the areas under the orange warnings to get down to between -3 and -5, even further locally down to -8 in places. So very cold conditions. Now, where there's already lying snow, there's not going to be much of a thaw due to the low temperatures. During the day, if they do get up and thaw slightly, those cold temperatures by night are just going to cause it all to refreeze. So we're expecting widespread severe frost and icy stretches, even black ice. So fairly dangerous conditions out there, particularly in the early mornings when people might be out commuting. Those conditions are going to be treacherous.
And would those conditions be perhaps noticeably better in Donegal with it being a yellow, or is that not really how it works? And I suppose as well, it's probably important to remember that this is just a forecast in the sense that it is ever changing the situation as well, isn't it?
Exactly. So Donegal are just going to, I think due to the cloud cover and the persistence of some showers in the area, it's just keeping temperatures a little bit higher, but it's still below freezing. So there is still frost and ice expected. And where there is the lying snow, maybe on higher ground, that is expected to refreeze, as I say, overnight. So still some very dangerous conditions, just much colder in those areas under the orange warning.
And I guess that's really it, that regardless, the advice stays the same in terms of just show that caution and just be prepared to face hazardous conditions.
That's it. Stay informed, plan ahead and exercise extreme caution when out and about. If at all possible, stick to main roads that have been gritted. Extra care on paths and cycle lanes that mightn't be or maybe sheltered from that low-lying sun that might just offer a little bit of a thaw. So just really difficult travelling conditions for all. So just to take extra care and keep an eye on the forecast in case conditions do change and any areas get upgraded or extended even.